with our continuing coverage of Iowa High School Athletics here on 92.1 KRLS. We're joined now by head coach of the Pendleton Christian Boys basketball team, Mara Van Wyk, following a 82-49 loss to Grandview Christian to close out the 2024 portion of the schedule. Coach, we talked about it after Des Moines Christian on Monday night. You knew that it was going to be a tough test here against Grandview Christian, and after a strong opening quarter, the Thunder really showed their ability to shoot the ball from deep.
Yeah, that kind of sums it up, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that second quarter, I mean, just what was it about their offense that allowed them to be able to get those looks, or about your guys' defense? What do you feel like really changed in that second quarter that allowed them to have that shooting performance in the second quarter?
I didn't see that anything changed. I mean, most of those shots were contested, hand in the face. They're just putting them in.
And they're a team that they have a rare combination of size and ability to play from the outside as well. Braden Hoban, a tough matchup. Emiliano Barantes, another tough matchup, and then Jamison Schoenberg. When you have three guys like that, they can knock it down, but they also had two other guys knocking it down. As a coach, what's kind of your message to the guys when you're in timeouts or in the locker room just talking through this matchup but trying to slow down that offense?
Well, the message was that I was wrong, but that they couldn't shoot like that for a whole game. And they slowed down a little bit the second half, and then Barante's got a few openings. But we did a really good job on Barante's. I don't know what he ended up with, but he got loose some the second half. But
he got 13.
Yeah, and he averages 20 and 15 rebounds, and I'm sure he got some rebounds too. But I thought we did an awesome job on him, and that's where our scouting report started with, and we did a great job of executing that plan. So I was really happy about that. I thought Landon Fransman and Cooper Sprunk both did a great job on him. I mean, one time I'm standing there on the bench, and Cooper blocked him out into me. I'm like, yes, that's a good block out. And, you know, so our kids were just really working hard. And I'm so proud of them because, you know, we play with a lot of heart, and our kids are just, they're classy kids. We play, you know, we're going to compete, but we're not doing anything, you know, that is not right. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just proud of the kids I get to coach every day. I just love them.
They're a great group of guys. And one thing, I mean, we talk about it. I mean, they had a great night offensively. One thing that I thought kind of really stood out to me was you talk about Landon Fransman in the first half. He goes at 8 points. He knocks down 2 3-pointers. I think in the last 2 or 3 years of watching Landon Fransman play, I don't know if I've ever seen him attempt a 3-pointer. He goes out tonight, knocks down 2 of them. Is that something that maybe kind of got unlocked tonight to see a little bit more range from Landon? Or, you know, just, I mean, overall – I say all that to say, great offensive game from Landon.
Yeah. He's shown us in practice that he can shoot it, and he did this summer too. And we wanted to move him out from the basket to try to, you know, draw them out a little bit and open up the lane a little bit, and we did that, and that helped us. You know, we missed, I don't know, I didn't keep track, but in my head I feel like we missed 5, 6, 7 point-blank shots. Right at the rim. And, you know, I told the guys, I said, we put those in, and they're not quite as hot from three, and you know, it's a different ball game. And, you know, honestly, we'll see how the season goes from here. But, you know, we could play them again. You never know.
Yeah, absolutely could see them again. And one thing that, you know, I think is very interesting in this matchup, too, is you talk about it, that first quarter, you get a team like a Grandview Christian on the schedule, and so far you've had some tough teams on the schedule. We think of Norwalk, Des Moines Christian, and, you know, we talked about the Des Moines Christian game earlier this week. It was a slower start against them. Norwalk, kind of the same thing. You guys really kind of found your groove later on, but the slow start's not the case here tonight. You traded blow for blow with Gravio in that first quarter. I'm sure as a coach that was encouraging to see the guys come out, take that message following that Des Moines Christian game and really work on starting out strong.
Yeah, starting out strong on the offensive end, which was good. I wasn't so crazy about giving up 23 points in a quarter, but, you know, because we had some breakdowns there. I felt like we let Hoban get down the lane and get to the rim too much, and he's a really good, strong player, and you know, we were trying to prepare for that and understand that, and maybe our guys didn't quite understand how strong he is. But, we at least kept pace with him. Right. And, you know, and then the second quarter, they just started lighting it up. So, and it's not like we weren't doubling down low. We weren't doing anything different as far as giving them open shots. They were just hitting them, you know, like I said, with a hand in their face most of the time. So credit to them. You know, they got some great shooters and they shot it well tonight. You never know. Next time it might be different.
And again, we're talking to head coach of the Pelly Christian boys basketball team, Marv Van Wyk, powered by HAV. And you're listening to Pelly Christian post-game basketball coverage on 92.1 KRLS Knoxville, Pella, powered by Bank Iowa. And coach, one thing that just kind of stands out to me too is the fact that you get to go into Christmas break. Now you get a little bit of a break. You guys have gone pretty quickly here with six games and starting December 3rd, got six games in here in just about 16 days. Get a nice little break of about 2 weeks before that first game against Newton. How vital is Christmas break and this break in general of just out of competition going to be for you guys to get back in the gym and kind of correct some of the things that you've seen take place over the first six games?
Right. So we're going to take about a week off, and then we come back next week. I believe it's Thursday, if I have my dates right. Next week, Thursday, we come back and start practice again. And then on New Year's Eve, we have a scrimmage, quality scrimmage against a few really good teams that'll challenge us and keep us going in the right direction. And, you know, our focus up to this point has really been on the defensive end and just trying to get locked in defensively. And I feel like that's a good base. And now we're going to start balancing that out with some more offensive work and understanding, you know, what our strengths are there maybe a little better rather than just trying to play. So I think we're going to continue to get better. I know we're going to continue to get better because these kids are going to work at that. But you know, it's just been kind of a grind the first however many weeks it is since we started. But just because practices have been defensive oriented and real intense and real hard nosed and you know, credit to our guys, they, you know, have battled through it. But you know, it can wear on you, a high school kid, a little bit to go through that. So we're going to keep getting better. Our offense is going to come around. I believe that just because I know we're going to work on it more and we're going to be a little more balanced. So looking forward to that. Can't wait till the next game.
Well, I 100% agree this team is going to be better because one thing that, you know, I look at with this team too, and it's not an excuse when I say this is a young squad that's still figuring out its legs at the varsity level, right? We talked about this going into the season. You had three guys coming back that played in more than at least half the games for the Eagles last season at the varsity level too. This is a group that's still just figuring out what it takes to play at the varsity level, play with some of these teams, and they've done a pretty good job of that through six games. And they've got even more challenges ahead of them, but getting some challenges here in the first half, how big has that been in their development of getting ready for that back half of the schedule that's going to feature the majority of that Little Hawkeye Conference schedule?
Yeah, that's a really good point because our conference obviously is a tough conference day in and day out, and especially the last, you know, three games we've played, we faced the kind of teams we're going to play in our conference on a daily basis. So I think it's been huge for us because, you know, you don't understand the level you got to play at until you actually play at that level or play against somebody at that level and know where that bar is at, right? And so that can be an eye-opener. It wasn't a very satisfying eye-opener, but sometimes lessons are taken the hard way. So our guys are upbeat. They were upbeat in the locker room. I told them I was proud of them. I told them, you know, that our ceiling is higher. We're going to keep getting better. And I know they're going to keep working at it, and they're going to stay together. And yeah, like I said before, I just love coaching these guys.
I have a lot of confidence that this team is going to get better. And, you know, it's a fun time to get to watch the Eagles boys basketball team anytime they get to take the court. Coach Vail, I appreciate the time as always. Merry Christmas to you and your family as you get ready for the holidays. And best of luck coming out of the break. Looking forward to seeing you against once before West Branch. We'll catch up again for Coach's Corner and then seeing you that night against West Branch.
All right. Merry Christmas to you, Tyler. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. That was head coach of the Pedlar Christian boys basketball team, Marv Vail, powered by Hy-Vee.